Deep in the sewers of Baghdad, there's a living to be earned. These men are panning waste from jewelry shops, hoping to find tiny flakes of gold and silver among the dust. Standing in the contaminated water of the Tigris River, they say, panning is just one part of their work.
We submerge the dust into water and stir it by hand so that mud and waste can float up and metals deposit. We repeat the same process for hours every day. We must be very careful because some metals are very light and can float up with water. We then accumulate the flakes to be smelted later in ovens.
Those ovens are operated in this decades-old workplace in the city's River Street neighborhood. They run for long hours by smelters without proper safeguards. Smoke and soot fill the chambers and cover the rundown building. Hussein Jassim has been in the business for 24 years.
As you can see, we are surrounded by all dangers: fire, smoke, waste and rubbish. The place was set on fire in the past. Our health has been consumed, and most of us have had severe injuries. Doctors always advise us to quit, but we have no other choice. It's so tough here, but life is ruthless out there.
They each risk their lives for about $20 a day, and the work is infrequent. These refined pieces were recovered from piles of dust.
This chunk weighs less than 1 kilogram, and it usually takes a lot of effort from the whole team here to extract it from dust. It gets dipped into nitric acid to extract its gold and silver. Those metals are then sent back to the workshops they came from to produce more jewelry.
Craftsmen say their profession has declined in recent years due to a rise in imported trinkets, but they continue to earn what they can. The flakes from the jewelry that they mold wash down the sewers and end up once more in this narrow, grim alley. And the smelters battle the noxious fumes to retrieve the precious metals and send them back once again. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.